Welcome to the Pooch Parenting Podcast, a podcast for parents with dogs. I'm Michelle Stern, a certified professional dog trainer, mom, and former teacher. Living with kids and dogs at the same time can feel like a circus. I know because I lived it too. Join us as we interview a variety of experts and parents to discuss topics that will make parenting with dogs easier, safer, and less chaotic. Also, you can love living with your dog again. I'll always keep it real, which might even mean that you hear the messiness of life in the background on occasion, but at least you know you're not alone. Recently, I heard from a mom a question about whether or not kids should be allowed to go to dog parks. She was curious about the proper etiquette because she had an hour carved out to take her dog to the park. And she said about 10 minutes into the experience, a mom with two young kids came in with her dog. And her dog was unpredictable around kids. And so she approached the woman with the children and let her know that her dog wasn't great with kids. And her intention was that the woman would keep her kids close to her and keep an eye on her children. And instead, the woman told her to leash her dog and that it wasn't appropriate for her to have a dog at the dog park that wasn't safe around children. So she was kind of wondering about what the right of way is at a dog park and whether or not it is an appropriate place to bring children. So that's what I am going to be talking about in today's episode. So I want to start off by saying that I completely understand that parents are super busy, and so it's understandable that they might want to try to do family outings that meet the needs of their kids and dogs at the same time. So for example, instead of going on a walk with the kids separately from a hike with the dogs, they try to go somewhere where everyone can go out at the same time. But unfortunately, if dog parks are the destination in question, they are not a safe place to bring children. And I would like to talk about a few reasons why this is the case. So first of all, dog parks are designed for dogs. And some dogs don't like children. And so it's not appropriate for you to make dogs uncomfortable by bringing your children there. Many dogs are very excited and energetic when they're running around a dog park, and it's very easy for kids to get knocked over or crashed into. Additionally, adults should be supervising their dog at the dog park, and when children are there, they pose a big distraction, not just for the parent that brought the children in the first place, but the parents of the dogs that are there just playing. So for example, if your dog is playing at the dog park and you're nervous about how your dog is going to act around kids, you might be focused more on the kids and less focused on your dog, which isn't good for the other dogs at the dog park, because we never really know at dog parks if there will be an altercation between dogs. Dog parks are an unpredictable destination at best for anyone, whether we're talking dogs or kids, obviously. So, some additional things to consider is that if dogs do get into an altercation with one another, there's a risk to people as well, especially to people who are wandering around like kids do and might get caught in the crossfire. Some children are unable to follow directions, and they might introduce a ball or a toy or a treat that causes unsafe competition or stress between dogs that are at the dog park. Like I said, dog parks are a very tricky destination, even in the best of times. And so bringing in kids who might be unpredictable, who might not be able to sit quietly at a picnic table while the dogs play, is adding an additional component that makes the experience more difficult, both for the dogs as well as for the humans. Now, an interesting thing to note, I would like to turn this on the flip side and also venture out to say that I don't think it's really appropriate most of the time to bring your dog to your kid's playground either. So just like we shouldn't be bringing kids to the dog park, I also don't think you should be bringing children to the playground, right? Playgrounds are for kids so they can enjoy playing outside and on park equipment. And some children are not comfortable around dogs, and it's really unfair to bring a dog into what should be a safe space for children. In addition, of course, parents should be focusing on their kids at the playground, and they may not notice if, you know, somebody approaches their dog. So if they have to tie their dog up to a picnic table to go support their child, they have no idea whether or not other kids are approaching their dog or if they're feeding their dog inappropriate or dangerous snacks, for example. Another thing to think about, again, are snacks at playgrounds. Kids eat and wander around all the time, and super common playground snacks include things like grapes and raisins or food like peanut butter that's sweetened with xylitol or birch sugar, which is toxic to dogs. And so we have to really consider whether or not our dogs are physically or emotionally safe at a playground for kids, the same way that we need to consider whether kids are physically and emotionally safe if you bring them to the dog park. So in my opinion, based on my years of experience parenting, teaching, and working with families who are raising kids and dogs at the same time, please opt out. I know it's hard to take separate trips out, but please don't bring your kids to the dog park, and please don't bring your dog to the playground where kids are playing. All right, hope this was helpful. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Pooch Parenting Podcast. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe on your favorite podcast player and leave a review. But even better yet, tell a friend. Are you in some moms groups, perhaps? Or maybe you're friendly with your pediatrician. Please let them know that resources like this exist, because the information that I share with my people goes beyond what most baby books offer, and a lot of parents need support. You'd be doing them a favor. Thanks again. Have a great day.